tell me about the Le Nain Rouge, the red demon that apparently has appeared in good old Detroit as a harbinger of disaster since 1701, almost like the Mothman. Whenever he shows up, it shows up, there seems to be a disaster. Tell me about this red demon. What is this?
I'm so glad you made that comparison, George, because I had come to the same conclusion, and I have some other comparisons, too, that have come up. If you see my book, Weird Michigan, they did a great photo illustration for this where there are scenes of burning cars and riots and old buildings. And Le Nain Rouge means the red dwarf. And it happened way back in 1701, centuries ago, when the city's founder, Monsieur Cadillac, was warned by a fortune-telling gypsy that he should appease and flatter this demon called the Red Dwarf, and he just kind of put her aside, didn't really know what she was talking about. And about 6 years later, he and his wife were out walking when this thing appeared, about 4.5 feet tall, glowing eyes, it was red, and instead of appeasing it or flattering it, he hit it with his cane. You know, which is
tough guy, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Not maybe brave, but kind of foolhardy. So right away, things started going downhill for Cadillac. He was arraigned for questionable trading. They removed him to Louisiana. He got worse and worse and worse, started losing his fortune, hightailed it back to France, and he finally died there penniless. So it was said that the Red Dwarf ruined him. And then it kept coming back. That wasn't the end of it. It was seen in 1805, just before a fire happened that burned down about 200 buildings around the city. Just a massive disaster, loss of life. A few years later, this an elderly woman was attacked by it. She said that it was leering, red, baboon-headed. And in 1967, it was seen just before the huge riots, where 43 people died in July. Happened again in 1976 when two Detroit Edison workers at first thought they saw a small child scampering up a telephone pole, and when they looked closer, the so-called child took a great flying leap from 20 feet up, landed on its feet, and
sounds like Spring-Heeled Jack, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It sounds very much like Spring-Heeled Jack. Bounded off, monkey-like. And it's been seen from time to time whenever there is a disaster coming to the city.
In the riots of the 60s, and I was here for that. I saw
really?
That. I witnessed that and was not good. Do you have any knowledge of this demon being around then?
Well, yeah, it was supposed to have been seen by several citizens who reported it just brazenly strolling around, walking the streets, and you know, as if, you know, who cares if you see me? It's about, you know, all hell is about to break loose.
All right. Well, that's the red demon, and we don't know what's become of it, right?
No, I think people are kind of holding their breath, hoping there won't be another appearance, since the last documented one was about maybe 30 years ago. But there's a new book out by Nick Redfern called Man Monkey.
Yes.
Which documents, it's a great book, and it documents some very similar incidents of a, you know, shortish monkey-like creature that sort of flies out at people and sounds very much like it. And
as a matter of fact, I'm going to bring Nick on the program in a couple weeks to talk about that.
Oh, that's great. It's a wonderful book. If nobody has read it, I highly recommend it. But I relate it to that and to Mothman. To our own, Wisconsin has what I call the man bat, which is kind of a similar creature but with bat-like wings that was seen over in the western side of the state only 3 days before the last round of the infamous college student drownings in the Mississippi River that happened in that city. So it seems to be sort of a pattern.